Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When I watch spring training, and you're looking at Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso, I really think the performance means absolutely nothing. Last year in spring training, Pete Alonso was productive. Like, he had a good spring training last year, if you look at his numbers. In fact, I'll pull them up for you. 321, six doubles, two home runs, a 947 OPS. What does it mean? For veteran players, it doesn't mean anything. Francisco Lindor had, meanwhile, an awful spring training. He hit 145 with a 433 OPS. Now, you could argue maybe that didn't help for his April, because he also had a bad April, and he got off to a lousy start in May before he turned his season around. But I don't look at the veterans' numbers in spring training as meaning anything, good or bad. So, yes, Pete Alonso's gotten on base a lot to start spring training. He has stroked a few doubles so far to start spring training. I wouldn't read too much into that. Brett Beatty's the other guy I look at. And I also wonder. Now, Beatty has something on the line in that he's trying to make the team. And when you're battling to make the team, you certainly think that your performance in spring training matters. But Brett Beatty had a very good spring training 2 years ago in 2023. We saw what happened then. He ended up back in the minor leagues. He also had a good start to spring training in 2024 and ended up being on the major league roster, being the third baseman, and did everything he could to lose that job. Beatty's performance in the spring matters because right now, as I sit here today, I think he's the favorite to get that last infield spot. I do. I think he's got a real chance to make this team. And I'd give him the edge over Luis Angel Acuna. I'd give him the edge because I think there's more offensive punch from him. I know he doesn't give you the same versatility Acuna does, doesn't give you the speed, but I think he gives you more potential offensively. And the other reason why Brett Beatty has an edge is if you send Brett Beatty down to AAA, he's got nothing to prove down there. He's already hit down there. He's conquered AAA. He's learned how to play second base. So the position change you wanted him to make, he's already made. And I haven't seen enough of him at second base and enough balls in play yet at second base to tell you if he's any good, but he's learned second base. He's gotten a lot better at third base. We even saw that last year when he struggled offensively. And he's hit at AAA. So he goes down to AAA, it's like he's going on a walking machine. Like, okay, great. Well, what now? At least Acuna needs to conquer AAA. He didn't conquer AAA last year. We forget that because he came up and he contributed. But Acuna can go down there and get more experience at second base, more experience in the outfield. And oh, by the way, put up some big numbers at AAA, something he didn't do last year, and get to play every day. Brett Beatty, at this point in his career, does, in my opinion, doesn't need to, quote-unquote, play every day. Beatty's not a prospect anymore. Brett Beatty just needs to be a major leaguer. So for those reasons, I think I gave a few, I give Brett Beatty the edge at being the last guy on this roster, the 26th man, if you will. And so, yeah, his performance matters because it's tough for Beatty to make this team if he goes out and it's 205. He's off to a great start, but it's still early. You know, you put together an 0-for-12, all those great numbers can go down quickly. The other kind of area where Brett Beatty has a chance to play is playing third base with Vientos getting a DH day or Vientos getting a first base day. So his ability to play third base gives him another avenue to get some at-bats. And we've talked about this a few times. I'm not judging Jeff McNeil's performance in spring training at all, but I am saying that Jeff McNeil's got to hit. Because if he doesn't hit, he's going to lose his job. Chris J writes in the emails, guys, there was a time where Jeff McNeil was a big contributor to this offense. And although he did have a good second half before injury, do you think McNeil has a shorter leash this year given the rise of Luis Angel Acuña? Well, Chris, I'll say he has a shorter leash, not just because of the rise of Acuña, but I think because of Brett Beatty. And because Jeff McNeil has had numerous bad years in a row where it's no longer fair to just say, well, he won a batting title a couple of years ago. It's a long time ago. So I think McNeil's leash is short because A, he hasn't been good in a couple of years despite his second half, and B, they do have options. You mentioned Acuña. I mentioned Beatty. Maybe at some point later this year we're talking about a guy like Chet Williams. They have other options to play second base. And that is why I've not mentioned his name yet, but why not do it right now towards the end of this podcast? It is why Jose Iglesias is still not an option. Because, and I don't think it's personal against Iglesias. I think that they see Beatty, they see Acuña, they see some of the other younger guys I mentioned, like Chet Williams and Ronnie Mauricio, as options to play second base, as options to play third base if Vientos had to move. And so Iglesias' value on this team, despite being a wonderful singer and being Candelita, is not as valuable because they've got options. Like right now, if they signed Jose Iglesias, that means Brett Beatty's going to AAA. And I know a lot of people out there don't love Brett Beatty. It's not about me loving Brett Beatty or believing in him. It's about, this is it, man. This is his last shot. And I think his last shot's going to come making this team and getting some at-bats early in the season because he'll get at-bats. He will. He'll get at-bats on days where Brandon Nimmo is sitting and Jesse Winker's playing the outfield and Beatty's DHing or Vientos is DHing and Beatty is playing third base. Like, there are going to be a lot of ways for that last infielder, whether it's Beatty or Acuña, to get at-bats, which is why when I hear the names of other infielders that could make this team, I squint my eyes and say, really? Like, is Jared Young making this team and then getting at-bats? I don't think he's getting at-bats. I don't think any of us want to even see them or those guys get at-bats. That's why, to me, it's Acuña and Beatty, because if you are sitting guys, those are the guys that you're going to want to see out there least getting some opportunity.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.